Hey there, it's Wendy Snyder sitting in for John Howell on WLS AM 890. It has not been a good few days for Matt Nagy. A fire Nagy chant broke out at a suburban high school football game one of his sons was playing. He got booed at a Bulls game, and today Pulitzer Prize winning writer Mark Konkol broke the news that Matt Nagy would be fired after their Thanksgiving game against the Lions. Mark Konkol on the line with us. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Wendy.
Some breaking news, man. You're the only one reporting this.
Well, you know, I've got a good source, and that told me, you know, that this was happening. So I put it out there, and you know, I stand by it. I mean, you hear a lot, like Matt Nagy went on at a news conference and said that, you know, he had not had a conversation with Bears ownership about his future, and you know, and. But wouldn't talk beyond Thursday's game. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I am just curious as to what's going on, because he's saying, yeah, they haven't told me anything. How do we believe him? I'm sorry. I'm kind of going with you on this, Mark.
You know, I think you probably should go with me.
Well, I'm not a betting woman because I have no money. But
well, everything's legal in Illinois now. So you can bet if you'd like.
All right, well, here's the deal. Now, so they had a quick turnaround. They played on Sunday. They're playing again on Thanksgiving. So it wouldn't happen before the game because that's too quick. Is it weird that people are told they're going to be fired before they are? I know in radio that doesn't typically happen. It just happens when you get off the air.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, you've been around for a long time. Is anything that the Bears do normal, you know, and the way that this came out and came out to me, you know, is a situation where I think it's hard to say what is on the Bears' mind or why they're doing things. And, you know, they've been kind of bowing to public pressure, it seems, in my opinion, you know, ever since they've announced their plans to move to Arlington Heights. So, you know, it used to be that they would never fire. They've never fired a coach in the middle of the season before.
Right.
But, you know, pressure's been building. And, you know, like I told the sports guys on sports radio this week, you know, I'm not covering the Bears full time. I'm not at Hallis Hall. And, you know, when I got this call from a good source, you know, it's an intrigue into what's happening at Hallis Hall. And I think one of the interesting things is that the Bears didn't put out a statement saying, no, we're keeping him.
You're right.
You know, we're keeping him. There's no way he's leaving us. You know, he's our guy. And when he answered questions before reporters, you know, he said that it's not accurate. He was told that it was going to be his last game. But, you know, you can read into anybody's body language and the things that he said after that. And we'll just have to see, you know. But you know, I stand by what the source told me, and you know, we'll just see how it goes.
Well, they have to. The Lions are just as bad as the Bears, isn't it? Like the worst team and probably the easiest team to beat at this point.
Right. Yeah. But you know, don't put anything past the Bears these days.
No, I don't. And may I just say, Mark, that I mean, I'm a Bears fan. I'm sorry. I am from here, born and bred in Brookfield, Illinois. I hate the Pack. I am a Bears fan. It just is a little bit easier to root for a winning team.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, look, I grew up here too, and I'm a Bears fan. But that really doesn't affect my reporting at all on this.
Nor should it.
Yeah, and you know, I could care less if Nagy has a job or not. He's a millionaire NFL coach. He'll be fine. It's great. But you know, the thing is that when we talk about the Bears, you know, we haven't had a Super Bowl since 1986, and that 85 Bears team. So, you know, we're due. We've got Justin Fields. We've got high hopes for, and you know, just as a fan, you know, we just want to win. And but you know, when it comes to the future of Matt Nagy, that's my feelings about the Bears winning have nothing to do with it. You know, I got a call this morning and I reported, you know.
This is very exciting. This is so exciting. Aren't you excited that your story like went all over the place?
I mean, it's not really exciting. It's just kind of it's interesting to watch how sports reporters cover news.
Yeah,
it's interesting to watch how NFL coaches, you know, say things, and it's like, oh, NFL coaches don't always tell the truth. You know, so we'll see. It's intrigue, but you know.
It's not looking good for him after this season anyway. I know that's the big weird thing, is they've never fired a coach mid-season. If they do not beat the Lions on Thanksgiving, I mean, it's just easy to go, see ya. Plus, he should have been fired for wearing a visor. I hate that stylish, that non-stylish fashion. The visor's got to go.
I think that's the kind of sports analysis that we need right now, because the Bears aren't watching otherwise, aren't worth watching otherwise.
All right. Well, it was very exciting for me, because I've known you a long time. I've read you a long time, and it had to come from somewhere. So we will see what happens.
I, just so you know, I stand by. A lot of people said things that I've reported before weren't true, and then they turned out to be true. So we'll just wait this one out, Wendy.
All right, so according to Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Mark Kunkel, Matt Nagy will be fired after the Thanksgiving Day on Thursday. That's what you're saying at this point.
According to my top-level source.
All right, thanks for adding that. And do you have are you predicting a win for either team?
I mean, maybe for the Bulls. You
know. Yeah, they're on fire right now.
Go Bulls.
All right, Mark, good to talk to you. Have a great Thanksgiving, and I will be looking forward to some pumpkin pie and finding out the future of Matt Nagy here in Chicago. Thank you so much.
Just don't buy anybody a visor for Christmas.
Right? I will not do that. I will not. Thank you, Mark. We shall see what happens. So happy. I feel kind of bad for him actually getting booted his kid's game and the Bulls game, and now he's... You know, I hope he has a lovely Thanksgiving, because it may not be good the day after.